This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down the things each week to make you say the thing. That's the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden. Hello.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, are you guys doing a live show on the 21st?
Yeah, I am. Are you?
Yeah, I'm also on that because it's for this.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Oh, man.
A live recording with a special guest, Luke Moniz.
The bonus Moniz himself?
The bonus Moniz himself at Stand Up New York, May 21st. First
Tuesday,
right?
Yes, Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Surely
it must be sold out. I can't be. Is that
great news? Still tickets left.
Probably wow. Still tickets left. I don't know
what.
Hey, you should check and see though.
That's fucking bananas.
They might sell out before this podcast comes out, so you should get them extremely soon,
If they sold out before this podcast comes out, sorry, because it's too late by the time you're hearing this.
That was
what a
real
good self-deprecating bit you get to see.
I was really on the edge of my seat on whether you were going to, if it sold out before this podcast, fuck you, or if you're going to be nice. And you went nice.
We'll open up the rafters. You can climb up into the ceiling and watch. You know,
like the Phantom of the Opera, maybe? Does that sound right? I don't know.
You guys don't remember Ceiling Cat, that internet meme from circa 2003?
Just a classic reference. That's what that is.
Yeah. Ceiling Cat.
We're going to put Luke in a cage on stage. Cage on stage.
Oh, man. We have to get such a big cage. He's so big.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be a very tall,
strong,
narrow cage.
I'm worried about how a man that big is going to fit on that stage with all of us.
It's true.
It's a very tiny stage.
It's
a very large man.
It's a lot of limbs.
Yeah.
Just for the freak aspect of it.
That's
see
right.
How big Luke is.
I mean, we should. The best would be to put Kath directly in between me and Luke so that Kath looks.
I definitely thought about that because I like looking tiny and petite and feminine. So
you'll look like a little Precious Moments figurine, like a little cherub that my mom would buy. I don't think my mom has that many of them. But
she has some?
I have some. Have I ever talked about the collections that my parents have made for me?
Of like things you're going to inherit / have to deal with when they die?
No, because that implies even some level of they are nice. I do appreciate them. But both I never liked collecting stuff outside of fucking magic cards or whatever. But my parents started collecting things on my behalf and they were like, "You know you love your collection of small model planes." And I was like, "I like them because you gave them to me and I love you, but I don't have much interest in planes."
I see.
It's also, I have a giant Michael Jordan poster in my room and a Ferrari poster. Not interested in either one.
Aw.
Is that just like a... Wait, so... what do kids love?
It was a little bit of that.
Cool cars and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a car poster. I like Lamborghinis.
Car posters are baffling to me as someone who did not grow up.
I don't care about cars now. I don't know. I like Micro Machines, but that's not really
currently.
I did.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Oh, I did.
I don't think you could get. I mean, I think you probably get them on eBay or something. I think they stopped making them. Right?
Yeah.
Galoob, is Galoob still around? That was
what
the name of the company.
What is Galoob?
GALOOB was the company that made Micro Machines.
Hey, you big Galoob!
You can look it up.
They definitely got it.
They had that guy who talks really fast
or something. Yeah.
He's Galoob? Yeah, Galoob.
Guy who talks really fast?
Yeah, the Micro Machine Man. You don't know about this?
No.
He's like a Guinness World Record holder, but he did the Micro Machine ads and he would just talk really fast.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with being small. It's not really fast. Those aren't really related, you know what I mean? Only kind of.
Everything about him, from his name to his skills, sounds like...
No, he's not Galoob.
Hallucination.
His name is not... You know, my friend Galoob.
Yeah.
He's a tall bunny, wears a top hat, and he lives in my closet.
And he speaks really fast.
He was like a bald guy with a mustache. Do you know what I'm talking about, Shelby? Okay, so
Shelby knows just
can always rely. You can always rely on him.
Shelby, you know what I'm talking about? Sure thing. Yes, yes.
I mean, he means it. He's not just patronizing me.
No. I do sort of remember someone talking very fast. I think... Micro Machines Hot Wheels had taken over the small car market.
Micro Machines are very small.
Are they tiny?
They're so small. People like kids would put them in their nose,
like a push pin.
They're like the quarter of the size of a Hot Wheel.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Say like that does sound pretty.
They're a full choking hazard.
The dramatically detailed, terrifically trimmed replica of the real thing that holds 25 micro machines with fabulous, fantastic features. Two totally terrific elevators, real working horse, one way and two cargo lines.
It's gotta be an auctioneer.
Micro machine aircraft carrier playset from Galoob. Remember, if it doesn't say micro machines, it's not the real thing. This is the Micro Machine Man presenting the most midget miniature motorcade of micro machines.
See?
This incredible micro machine pocket playset. Each one comes with its own special edition micro machine vehicle
it's
and fun fantastic features. This micro machine service center with many more. And these playsets fit together
like
to form a perfectly precise micro machine world.
The
micro machines collect them, worrisome, trade them from Blue. Remember, if it doesn't say micro machines, it's not the real thing.
What like I thought he would look
like. Man into Star
Patty showed us a picture of him.
Yeah.
I also
John Machida Jr.
A lot of people listen to this podcast at an accelerated speed, I have heard. Like, sometimes people
really?
Listen to it at, like, 1.5 speed or
no,
2
they're
speed.
Gonna have a,
that's going to be...
They're going to start bleeding out of their eyes.
Incredible.
I've heard that people do that, too. That's weird to
I
me.
I think it's
I guess,
weird, yeah.
I guess you could do it. My big hack lately is I watch everything with subtitles now, with closed captions.
I definitely watch everything with subtitles. I do sometimes watch YouTube videos at, like, 1.5 speed or 1.25 speed.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, there's that... What's the famous thing? It's like nothing ever happens on a YouTube video until 33% of the way through. So you can just, like, always just skip to that.
Interesting. Hey, guys, welcome back to my channel. in this video today... I'm going to be... There was, like, crazy YouTube drama happening this week that was actually very fun to rubberneck about.
Really?
Yeah, there was...
Isn't there always YouTube drama? Oh, is that pro-Jared
There
guy?
Was a bunch. So there was pro-Jared, who I didn't know
Wait,
about.
Wait, so the guy's pro-Jared?
He's pro-Jared.
It's messed up.
I know. That guy... Jared's in jail
Jared's
for child
bad.
Pornography.
The second Jared. Bad Jared. Second bad sex Jared.
This... Yeah, he is a bad sex Jared. He also possibly was soliciting... nudes from
what's going
from
on
writers.
With Jared's
don't trust a Jared
oh boy
he was cheating on his wife with his her best friend. That was one YouTube scandal, and then another YouTube scandal, the one that I was more plugged into.
How is that a YouTube scandal? Is she also a YouTube
they're
person?
YouTube
yeah, they're
YouTube both
people.
Gaming personalities but
okay.
the
She's
way
an
it
elf
was
girl.
Done yeah the
what?
Way it was
She's
done
an elf
was
girl.
Truly insane
he blocked her on Twitter
yeah he blocked her and then posted this statement about how they were like mutually uncoupling and then she was like no,
he blocked me.
Like,
are they married?
I didn't.
They're married.
They were
married.
Yeah. And then the tone deafness.
It's
of
not
the
like it's done when
thing.
You do that. Like that seems just like a bad move. It's like, hey, let's get this thing over with without too much acrimony.
I blocked
I'm
my elf
to
wife.
Block you online.
Yeah. But it was insane because then he posts this statement, and the woman that he was cheating on his wife for years with replies and is like, "I'm here for you." And
she
it's like,
also
what
elf person?
No, but she's
like
is
another,
she like a dwarf person. Like,
she's
what's
a witch.
The, is she a different?
She's a witch. Yeah.
Well, everybody's a witch now.
And everyone is a fucking witch now. That's like, come on, don't leave your elf
it's
wife
like cheating
for a
on
witch.
Legolas with Gimli or something. It's like messed
like,
up.
But there's another YouTube scandal, too, that involved a feud. These two makeup YouTube people who are like very millions of followers. Like, this is the one I knew about because I don't play video
they
games.
They gotta
Do you
stop
think
YouTube,
they'll ever...
Right? Like, we gotta just get rid of this.
Makeup?
We can't.
There's a feud. Nice.
You
know. I liked it, Eli.
Thank you.
But I need to... I just have a lot of information I need to get out because...
It's good.
So I was on tour
I'll get
this
one
week.
Tweet from someone like, I like that. That's all I need.
I was on tour this week with my friend Alex Patak and he was driving and... I was like, oh no, YouTube beauty culture is exploding. And I started watching the video on my phone and he was like, you have to turn that off. Like, you cannot listen to that. But so it started because Tati Westbrook's best friend, James Charles.
Tati,
T-A-T-I. Mm-hmm. He promoted a rival hair care gummy brand on his YouTube channel.
Ooh, is Sugar Bear Hair involved?
Yes, he was promoting Sugar Bear Hair, and she's Halo Beauty, and she was like, I've helped you, I like raised you, you call me mom, and then you're betraying me, and then she canceled him and was like, he's a secret pervert, and then he lost 2 million YouTube subscribers, so...
Wow-y.
Yeah. Don't
so long, James Charles.
Yeah. He's
that sounds like one of those guys from that like teen Vine tour poster. Like James
he's
Charles.
One of those,
oh,
yeah.
It's that Charles. That guy.
He's friends with the Dolan twins.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's friends with the Dolan twins. He's
he
like,
reminds me of who's the guy who killed people at clubs? They
Michael
made that
Alec?
Movie about him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're just being homophobic now.
No, it was like the same it was like a thing where I felt like he would, because his big thing, at least I thought, was being like a party guy, like a socialite.
No, he's a makeup boy.
Oh, okay. I just only ever saw tons of pictures of him at like big events.
Yeah.
And then people being like, why is he at this event?
Did he wear like wings?
He was at the Met Gala.
Yeah, that was, I was like, why is he at the Met Gala? And then,
this is him.
Sure. Remember like a few years ago when like they were like, oh, they'll never invite Kim Kardashian to the Met Gala because it's like beneath them, and now they're inviting YouTube makeup people.
Yeah, James Charles, who is like 20.
Like, racing to the bottom here to get people to pay attention to this dumb thing.
Yeah, and then the next day.
Okay, fine, that's what people like now. Come on in. Yeah, now.
And then the next day he got canceled. Mm. So.
Well, he went out on top.
Because he apparently is like very predatory to like younger straight men and like tries to entrap
Sounds
them.
Cool.
So he's cool.
Cool dude.
YouTube
seems
shut
like
it
it's
down.
Doing fine.
Not a lot of value to the world, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not great.
Just fail vids. Just
yeah, that's
the
fine.
The rule for YouTube is you can't be in the video. You can only upload videos that don't include yourself.
That's a very good rule.
It's an entirely, you know, what's the word?
Just we need like a Thanos snap for anybody who's ever said, "Hey, what's up, guys?" into a webcam, and then just like
that's the thing, because like if you say we can't put YouTube videos of ourselves on our YouTube channels, we can't ever have stand up on there, and that seems bad to me.
Well, you just have to get a friend to upload it.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make, I think.
Yeah,
for the world, for the betterment of the world,
because it works. Yeah. Because that way, there's a natural filter built in where like something has to be
happening.
Good has to be good enough for someone to be willing to put it on their channel for you.
Mm.
You know, if you send like some terrible web series and you're like, can you upload 10 of these episodes, someone's gonna be like, I'm not on my channel. And this really, this
so now you're
poor.
Saying it's not even stuff you're in, you can't upload stuff you've made to YouTube.
So you couldn't upload like Bozo Dubbed Over, your classic new YouTube video.
Yeah.
It says it was uploaded at 6 a.m this morning and it has one view. It's really funny. Have you seen it?
It's so funny.
I love the I was wondering if like Dan Licata worked on that at all, because that whole thing felt very Dan Licata.
I don't know. I don't know what you guys are referencing. I'm just
Dan
playing
along. Oh, okay.
I know Dan. I know Dan Licata.
That was. I think you should leave. That's why he's crying, because he doesn't have a YouTube video suggestion.
Oh, I still haven't finished. I think you should leave. I've been saving it.
Yeah, it's like he. You know, it's the sketch.
He makes
like,
his own.
He
thing.
Has no cool YouTube video to show, so he like desperately makes one at night, and it's him dubbing over a clown.
And it's like super not funny.
Yeah, it's just like, ah, I got it. I'm a shit and piss.
It's like, what is this? Yeah. It's really funny.
Sounds great.
It's Bozo Dubbed Over.
I can't wait to see it. It sounds great. Yeah. Do you guys want to do numbers?
You're going to love to see it.
You love to see it.
You're going to love the way you see it.
Alex and I couldn't stop saying that on tour after you responded that to him making fun of me. Because, so like 2 days into tour, hopefully this person, I don't think they're a listener. They came up to me. You'll know why I don't think they're a listener, because they came up to me at the show in Burlington and said, "You are so funny. You remind me of my favorite comedian, Eliza Schlesinger."
Oh.
Party goblin.
I don't even know what that means, but she hashtags.
Because we do so many funny voices on here.
I just do so many funny voices, and I'm real hot, and
you were in that Carl's Jr. ad, remember?
Yeah. And I posted about it on Twitter, and Patty just responded, "You simply love to see it."
You now, simply cool. What? Sorry,
you simply love
here.
To see it. And then we just kept saying that to each other all week.
Also, we will, this is the last thing, but, and I love Alex Patak, very nice. Something about him, I'm like, how did he get a driver's license?
he seems
like he should not have a driver's license.
He's like the world's oldest boy.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's crazy that he's married. He's a boy. He wore a shirt with Goku holding up a huge nug of weed on it on stage multiple times.
He looks like he's going to trick me into whitewashing a fence.
Yeah, he's a scam.
I would imagine he like fails his driver's license because he always goes straight to GameStop. Like, no matter what the guy asks, he's like, all right, make a left on the right.
He grew up like really close to Boston. Like, you can take the train into Boston in like 10 minutes. And I was asking about it because I lived an hour away from Boston. I used to go in all the time. And I was like, yeah, do you hang out in Boston? He was like, I just went to GameStop.
I hung out at GameStop.
I would drive the car to the GameStop and then drive home.
Used to go to GameStop and just kind of like hover around like the cool expensive action figure things not ever buy them and then leave.
The vinyl statuettes.
Yeah. That's actually after my time.
I got
GameStop
a Garmin.
Was sort of the tail end of my... I was a big electronics boutique guy.
Oh, EB Games. I got a Garmin.
Still
and it's got one
boutique.
Location in it.
It's GameStop.
Yeah.
I jogged to the GameStop and
EB Games. They really had to dumb it down. People couldn't handle Electronics Boutique. They had to be like, people don't know what that is. We got to just say games.
They
games.
Think you can buy ham radios there.
Yeah. It's like,
too
it
confusing.
Sounds like a, it's like, what is this, Babbage's? Come on.
Babbage's.
Babbage's is real also.
Yeah, I know. I haven't thought about Babbage's. I was always like, you sell electronics? And they're like, yes. You're like, are you sure you don't sell like English pastries? Because I feel like you do also.
Babbage's is like, he goes like, oh, I need to mod this calculator. Like, that's like that's what I think of when I think
bought
of
a Funko it's Pop an, of like, Margaret Thatcher at Babbage's.
It's like GameStop, but for like the most boring people in the world.
It's like Halt and Catch Fire, but Halt and Catch Fire is actually good. But
Halt
yes,
and Catch Fire
they
good.
Spend a lot of time at Babbage's at Halt and Catch Fire.
Hey, numbers.
Let's go move number.
Live show, 5:21, 8 p.m.
Number 5.
21, 9 p.m.
Hey, guys. This one comes to us from Martin Daly on Twitter. This
Mayor
is,
of Chicago.
That's right. So people thought that, you know, this new movie just came out this week, Detective Pikachu.
Oh,
I understand
good.
That Eli over here is a fan.
Oh, I love it.
I heard it was great.
I heard it was good.
It was a delight. I almost went to see that
on Mother's Day with Alex Patak's mom on Saturday,
yeah.
And we decided not to do that.
It's very good. It's legitimate. I saw it in 3D just because all the other showtimes were sold out, because you know I saw it opening night.
Absolutely.
And the 3D is really good. It's very fun.
Eli was
really?
Dressed up.
Yeah, I was dressed up as
in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
In a tuxedo, but with little Pikachu cheek.
That's right.
Red cheeks.
They did give out, they had like, I don't know if it was an opening night thing, they had promotional Pokemon cards, and that they did give me, and I was like, I will take this, but you know, I'm an adult.
I think they do give them, because I think, friend of the show, Brian Yang, former guest, sent around, he got a couple of those cards when he saw it, so I guess they're still doing it. Maybe it's opening weekend or something.
Yeah.
So, this movie came out. I was going to go see it last night or yesterday afternoon, but that was like the stages of laziness yesterday, even though it was really nice out. It was like, well, okay, well, I have the AMC thing, so I'll go see Avengers again because it was fun, and I can go like sit in the dark and eat candy and whatever. And then it was like, nah, I don't want to do that, so I canceled that. And it's like, well, maybe I'll go at like 7 o'clock to go see Detective Pikachu if I can find one. It's like, eh. And then I was like, no, I'm just going to keep watching Deadwood. And that's what I did for the entire day.
I saw you tweeting about Deadwood.
Good stuff.
Deadwood.
It's a good show.
Is this number 5? That you'd watch Deadwood?
Yeah.
Is that the story?
I said Detective Pikachu. Detective Pikachu. People brought their kids. This is in Montreal, the Guzzo Marche Central Theater.
Oh, sure. They deserved whatever happened in this story.
Fancy sound. It's like something
popcorn.
What was the name of the Micro Machines place again?
Galoob was the company.
The Galoob Theater.
That's right. That's where it's very Shakespeare, but very small.
Venerable Galoob,
the Galoob Theater.
I get it, like the Globe Theater.
That's right.
That was a smart person joke. Good job.
So they go to see Detective Pikachu, and they started playing. One of the trailers was for Annabelle Comes Home, which is one of those like dumb movies about an evil doll.
It's another Conjuring.
Right, how there's
thing.
Like, for some reason, there's like a new one of those every.
I feel like it's an old ghost movie. I thought the Conjuring was good. Just throw
the
it away.
The doll comes back. Have you never
it
seen one of these
back,
movies?
Daddy.
You throw
Come
it away.
Move
out of the house.
Walk back into the house.
It follows
it's on
you.
The chair. We know this.
I think it doesn't move out of the house. No,
my biggest problem with it is not that. That is all fine with me. I think Annabelle is too on the nose a name for a haunted doll. It's like too sickly sweet fake. That's not. I really am bothered by
that. The dog doll Harold?
Harold?
That's like the big one that they still have somewhere. It's this like creepy life-size sailor doll.
And that's in this movie series as well?
No, but it's always referenced because it's like the OG, like, uh-oh, I got a demon in my doll.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was like a...
Don't have a life-size doll, number one. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, everything about it was just a guy living in a movie. It was like some like sickly boy with no friends. And they were like, we'll knit you a friend. And then they were like, he's telling me to kill everyone. And they're like, okay, cool.
Harold is an okay name. Annabelle, it's too much. You're gilding the lily at that point, and it bothers me.
And
anyway.
They move into this house, and there's this, it's awful looking. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And it's like, get this thing out of here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how is that not the first thing?
People do, by choice, move into horrible looking houses a lot at the beginning of haunted house movies.
And then they look at this, like, terrible, it's like, well, it's a doll. It's like, I don't want it here. Can I not sleep in this room?
If you are grieving the death of an immediate family member, do not decide to process that grief in a terrible looking dump on a hill far away from the, like civilization.
The rise of house flipping as a thing has saved horror movies.
Yeah.
Because they never have to explain anymore. They walk in and there's like, they're like, here's the house.
Hell House.
And there's like no ceilings. And they're like, well, we're flipping it. And they're like, okay, yeah, live in the shit
house.
That
does make sense.
It's like Flip or Flop, but with haunted Hill House.
I was just talking about, this with somebody about how I read this really good article about the proliferation of beige in house decor in like the early 2000s.
And this was a really good article.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I'm not selling you right now. I'm doubling down. but it was basically this idea of like you used to buy a house and you would decorate it and build it to the specifications that you want because it's your house where you're going to live. And then house flipping happened. They were like, all houses must look as generic as possible in order to be buyable.
Yeah.
And that was like, why everything sucks now.
And that's also why all houses also look the same because people now take their cues on what they think is good design from HGTV. So they all want open concept. They all want like a big island in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There's all these things like you have, and they want, what's that stuff called they use on that Fixer Upper show? It's like wood.
Shiplap?
They
love shiplap.
Shiplap.
And so it's like a bunch of houses that all look the same and with like slight variations, and that's like what it is now. That's what you need. And plus, because everyone entertains so much, like, well, we have all our friends coming over.
People love to entertain.
Everyone
always has big groups of people over at their always does that.
And you just design your living space that you have to live in for 24 hours a day just for the one time a year that you have people over.
Oh, you know you got to get some sort of like fucked up wicker basket with silver balls in it.
Like so everyone has like
fuck around with that.
Exactly.
Everyone has like the one friend that likes to have people over. Like in their friend, you know, one couple or whatever, you know, and then it's like everyone else should just like, okay, those people should buy that house. Everyone else is like, look, we'll chip in on, you know, some of the renovations because we're going to be hanging on out here a lot.
We'll bring you a bottle of wine that you never drink.
That's right.
Still got the perfect house.
So they're in the haunted.
There's a trailer for Annabelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're in the movie. And they're like, well, that's kind of a weird thing because the tech feature is like PG, right? But the kids, there's like jump scares in the trailer. So the kids are like freaking out, which is, you know, you're there with your kids to see like Pikachu, you know, although there's like murders in that, right? So like that's.
There are murders in Detective Pikachu?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember.
What is the crime he's detectiving?
It's like gritty. It's like very gritty, isn't it?
It's not that gritty. So the story is apparently like directly from the Detective Pikachu video game that they made. And that is like the biggest kind of roadblock it faces. It's like a couple of the story beats, there is just no way to make not a little bit like, oh, okay. But, I mean, it's a pretty serious thing. There's a twist that, like, legitimately I did not see coming at all. I went to Detective Pikachu, and Detective Pikachu outsmarted me. It's like a big twist. Like, I could truly spoil Detective Pikachu,
no
which
spoilers,
is crazy
please.
To me.
Don't do it. So, speaking of things being spoiled, these kids' afternoons. So, next, they had the promo for the new Joker movie. Which is, like, again, weird. Like, I guess it's like, well, comics. You know, like, I'm trying to imagine being a parent who's like, all right, like, do we have to talk to – like, what's – you know, I guess they can't really control what trailers – okay.
It's just the true gamer trailers.
And then next it was, like, the remake of Child's Play, which, okay, like, again, this is like an R-rated movie. And we can't, all right.
Yeah, dolls, I
and,
guess.
and then as it turns out, because the movie opened with a scene of a mother drowning her child. That is the first scene of The Curse of La Llorona, which is the movie they were actually watching.
Oh, no.
So I'm imagining just kids screaming Llorona. And running out.
Is this the crime that Pikachu has to solve?
That's right.
Yeah. A matricide? Or I guess what's the child version of a matricide?
Infanticide.
Infanticide. Detective Pikachu is about an infanticide.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So this was, you know, like... Like, that's pretty strong out of the gate. Like, you know, when you're in the wrong movie, a lot of times you can be like, oh, we gotta get, okay, like, yeah, like, it's not like, it would be like if a movie opened with, like a graphic sex scene or something. It's like, oh, come on, can we can't, all right.
When I saw Spring Breakers, I saw it in a second run movie theater in LA, and there were shit tons of, like, large families with small children there, and Spring Breakers opens with just, like, assholes.
Yes.
Like, just, like, champagne being poured over assholes.
Spring
Breakers.
Open
like,
assholes.
Yeah,
just out.
Gaping butts.
So,
not
cracks,
holes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's important to note.
Yeah, not the meeting of the cheeks, but in between, the passage underneath.
Just loving this. Just keep going.
So stupid.
I was like, if I can make this rhyme, road sick Kath is going to really make it worth it.
Yeah, I'm insane. But, we got back like an hour ago.
So these kids saw
so they eventually, I guess, figured it out. I don't know how far into the drowning they got.
There are a couple Pokemon in La Llorona, so that does throw
Yeah, well, there you go.
That
yeah.
is confusing.
I believe La Llorona is also related to The Conjuring. Because it's like related to the nun somehow, which is related to the Conjuring.
No, La Llorona is like a very, very old folktale from Mexico.
Right.
But I think the movie is related.
Oh, they tied it in?
There's a whole verse.
Oh, okay.
Also, I hear La Llorona and all I think of is My Sharona.
That's what I did not hear. I was like, la, 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 la,
Llorona. The funny thing about this is I like imagining the other side of this where the people who are there to like get spooked are watching trailers for things, including apparently The Secret Life of Pets 2. And it's like, when are they going to start the scary stuff? Come on. Like, I want to see that Joker trailer, I guess.
Give me that Joker trailer.
If I was there and Detective Pikachu started, unless I'd already seen Detective Pikachu, I'd be like, all right, that's fine, I guess. I'll probably get my money back and I'll just stay here.
I think it's nice. It's good. I hope that there's like some really like tough guy that would never like be able to see Detective Pikachu. He's like, I'll see La Llorona. And then he walks through and he's like, Detective Pikachu, huh?
I'm a tough guy. I only see scary movies.
I hate this sort of stuff.
Tough guys don't walk out of movies that already started.
Yeah, just arms flexed watching Detective Pikachu. Oh, I'm already here. I guess he's a little bit cute.
That reminds me, did you hear our episode last week without you? Because the story that Tommy McNamara told about the guy in the movie theater, still been thinking about.
Yeah.
I will tell you later. Now I feel bad for bringing it up because I'm sure our listeners already know it. But basically a guy just gaslighting another guy over a movie seat, openly. It's very strange.
A guy was in somebody else's Endgame seat. We'll just say it. It's fine. It's fun to talk about.
It is fun to talk about.
And the guy's like, hey, you're in my seat. And the guy's like, look, man, I hear you. But everybody's in the wrong seats. He's like, no, you're in my seat. You're next to my, you're next to your friends because you didn't get a seat. Your seat, and turns out the guy's seat was like in the front. It's like,
what a coincidence.
There's a thing on the thing. Like I'm in G3.
Against all odds, you have a shitty seat that you don't want to sit in.
Apparently, it happened like twice. Like the guy was like, look, everyone's in the wrong seats, and the guy's like, we're really not. Like, no, you're in my seat, and the guy's like, I totally understand.
I understand how you feel, and I respect that.
Exactly.
But I'm not going to do anything about it.
So crazy.
I have to think, maybe he just shit himself in that seat. He
didn't want
to
get
up? That just sounds like a Tim Robinson thing. He's like, I understand you.
It is.
But the problem is I got a big mud pie sitting under me in this seat.
I mean, I hope, well, the guy got up eventually, I think, right? I don't know if we have the official end of the...
He did get up, yeah. He went to his seat in the front row and
he went and climbed into the trash can is where he should have gone. Yeah. Fuck to that guy.
I think that guy's a brave hero for trying it.
Psychotic.
Detective Pikachu for me.
I respect the thinking it was going to somehow like resolve in a way that would like let him stay in the seat. Oh, that's cool, man. What was your seat? I'll go sit in your bed.
Oh, it was bad?
By myself. Without whoever I'm with.
The only bad thing that happened to me at Detective Pikachu was I got an icy, and they were fucking out of the Coke icy. And the way that they did it at that theater, they don't do the icy. They make it fun. They're like, you do the icy. So they can't tell you if you're out before you've already purchased the cup. And I was going to be an asshole to go like, you're out of Coca-Cola. So I just had to do fucking wild cherry and blue raspberry.
It's good.
It's too much sugar.
Cherry's good.
Cherry's good, but I'd like to have a little.
Barf purple.
You got to balance it out, you know? I was thinking about this last night. It's when you eat ice cream, you get a multi-scoop.
Like I don't like any ices, honestly, but
really?
I respect you.
Cherry icy.
Look, I hear you and I respect you.
I was a big fan of when they had white cherry for a while because it's like, we don't want to pay for dye. That's what that is.
That's just what everything should be. Yeah. I feel
that's
like I'd be much more likely
like
to have
the mystery
white
Airhead flavor. That's just, like, they just don't want to pay to color it.
No, it's a suicide. That's what it is. They mix all the cup flavors together. They're like, mystery.
But it's
like, you need to have the Coke base. It was like, I was eating ice cream recently and it's just like, you know, when you go to those places, you get multiple scoops of different kinds, like a parlor, I guess. You gotta have one scoop of vanilla to tie it all together.
Ooh, I disagree.
Otherwise, you're just making a mess. Otherwise, you're making a fucking battlefield.
You just get vanilla?
A lot of the time.
You're a psycho.
It's like, also, when you get slices of pizza, I like to get a slice of cheese so that I have a baseline. You always gotta have a control group.
I do feel that way.
This is not that controversial. What you're saying is not that controversial.
I feel that for ice cream, but I don't know. I don't think you always have to go vanilla. I think it depends on what kind of palate you're building, you know? Like, if you're building like a chocolate base, like maybe like a coffee or like a black raspberry or like things that go good with chocolate, I feel like you can have a chocolate base. And then if you have like a nice fruity thing, like maybe throw vanilla in there.
I feel like vanilla is like the salt of ice cream. It enhances all other flavors. You get the.
That is a good idea.
I bet you haven't heard those yet.
I have not.
Oh my God. He made it.
Vanilla's good.
Yeah.
That's my take.
I mean, how many scoops are you getting here?
I don't
probably
I
two,
know,
maybe three if I'm going
I get
nuts.
Like a vanilla with like I'll do like a cup with like caramel or something.
Oh yeah, if you're
caramel.
Getting two, it's... you definitely don't need to. Don't waste one of them on vanilla.
Oh yes, do.
I get only vanilla.
Listeners, weigh in. This is
why. This is why the swirl is the best soft serve flavor.
Swirl is the best soft serve.
And this
serve
is why half baked is much more popular than the pure chocolate fudge brownie from Ben & Jerry's is too. Much.
See,
you gotta get the half baked because of the vanilla. You cut the flavors.
I get the chocolate brownie. I never buy half
full
baked.
On.
Full on. I eat less of it because I just have a little spoonful.
It's so
and I'm like, delicious.
It's a slog because it's so repetitive. The
you can
the
eat less
pure
of it.
Chocolate.
Too chocolatey.
No, you can't.
Number four.
Folks. Number four. I'm sorry. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Please don't cancel me. I have number four. Number four is apparently live streaming is like really big in China. Like people, like we were just talking about
it's
all
the
bullshit on YouTube. They like that, but live. That's like their big thing.
They use like Bilibili.
And the best thing is when it's big in China, that means like more people than live here watch it.
Yes. Like yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. It, like any of the people are more popular than we will ever be,
right.
Is what it is.
That's like for every time they do the Overwatch things I watch, they because China doesn't have Twitch because it's illegal or whatever, they have like two viewer numbers and they're like 100,000 people watched without China and then also 4 billion people watched it on Bilibili. Like,
yeah, I just learned about Bilibili because we were pirating wrestling from it. That's a new one.
Allegedly.
I'm calling the cops.
Thank you for help. I'm sure Samoa Joe is going to be very angry that I watched a match from 15 years ago he was in on.
I wouldn't want him mad at me personally.
That is true. He's very frightening. But yeah, so Chinese live streamers, this was not on Bilibili. This was on Weibo. Do you know that one?
Oh yeah, Weibo's big.
You know all these people.
I do actually know Weibo. Yeah. Weibo's like their Weibo's that they're everything. It's like the messaging app. It's like
it's like their Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've looked at like a couple articles about this and it doesn't say the woman's name, which I think is very rude because this woman has been through a lot and there's really funny
pictures
of her.
Maybe her name sucks. Maybe she didn't want them to use it.
Maybe. I mean, this is kind of embarrassing. So what happened, she apparently in some previous videos, she was complaining about how her videos weren't more popular, similar to the classic I Think You Should Leave skit that I have not seen.
That's right.
I called it a skit because I'm very tired.
Your little skits.
Yeah. You know Tim Robinson's little make-em-ups that he does.
Well, my channel was floundering until I put out a series of videos complaining about it. And those really brought
people
up the
people
views.
Love to hear that.
Yeah. People love it. And so apparently she was like, you know what I'm going to do to get some views? I'm going to eat a live octopus, which is apparently like a jackass level thing that people do in China and like in Southeast Asia.
How big?
Not huge, but big, like the size of a hand. Like, spoiler alert, I'm showing Eli what ends up happening.
That's fucking gross. Please don't show me anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's like I mean, it's like, what they like, normally they're like drugged or something, right? Like they're still alive.
They gotta be, because
like,
I can't imagine any outcome other than them sticking to your throat.
They're very strong.
Yeah. I apparently, usually what happens is you cut them up alive right before you eat them. Mm. And what happens is
that's bullshit,
there's
then.
Some enzymatic reaction, especially if you put like the sauce that you're supposed to put on it with the nerve endings and the tentacles on the tentacles wiggle. But apparently the new thing is just straight up eating it alive. Yeah, super gross.
It's like an alien.
It is exactly like an alien. They are aliens and they're really smart. And
you deserve whatever happens
to you. I did a
full
body shiver. I really don't like imagining
I've seen Alex do a joke about how smart octopi are like 8 times in the last week, so I know a lot of about octopuses.
Oh, hell fucking yeah.
But they're really, really smart, and you shouldn't eat them, probably. And this one was so smart that this woman tried to eat this live octopus, and it went, no fucking way, and it attacked her and almost ripped her face off.
Yes, this is the end of this story. Like, what else were we thinking? It's like, they're covered in suckers. They're strong as fuck.
Yeah.
You can't put that in your fucking mouth. You can't subdue it? What?
Apparently,
you
the thing.
Death roll it like a crocodile.
Apparently, the thing that makes it a hazard is that the suction cups will stick to people's throats and then they will choke.
Yes, again, my immediate concern. How does this get this far?
I it's amazing to me that anyone has ever done it. yeah. successfully.
I feel like an octopus could also rip you open like at your with one side of your mouth going one way and one side going the other way.
I agree. I think they're like super fucking strong. They're like all muscle.
Yeah, and they like
put
the
one
whole
in a jar and knows like a screw top jar and knows how to get out of the
yeah,
jar.
Yeah, yeah,
it can
get
it
through
can,
a
like,
one inch
solve
hole.
A Rubik's
we can't
cube.
Stop them.
They're really
it's
smart.
It's gonna come out of your asshole complete and kill you.
If octopuses had thumbs, we would be their slaves.
That's
like,
right.
That's what's keeping.
They
them
don't.
Back.
They have a superior to a thumb.
And frankly, hurry up.
They don't need a thumb. They have better arms.
They
than
are thumbs. They got like, everything.
There's this. I've read a ton about octopus version. There's scientists have a thing where they're like they could have a functioning civilization, but they're just not social and they are very apathetic, so they just don't give a shit. They're like, man, I'm really smart and
identify with
powerful.
they have brains in each of the legs.
Mm-hmm. One of the legs is a penis, also.
Does it like just there's always one?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, my special leg.
The one on the right is like a tentacle, but it also like that's where all the goo comes out. That's where he make the goo.
So they have like,
because ever
it's horrible, it's really bad. Put it on the soundboard,
fellas. How many of you go home and make the goo?
I feel like then there's probably the octopus version of like putting it in the wrong hole, but reverse, where you put the wrong
hole in your
you put the one that doesn't make goo in by accident.
That's well, then you're just finger. Then you just fist them.
I guess. Is it a fist or a finger?
A ball? It's a just, coil?
I will say it does seem very handy that, like, it would be pretty great if, like, for humans, if your fingers were also conveniently the shape of dicks. Like, that would
be
nice.
Good?
Yeah. Sexually, yes. Because then you could.
And in every other sense, it would be
exactly
a nightmare.
Exactly as sensitive.
Hey, that
I mean for me.
Yeah,
it would be good for me.
That one event every day or so is going to be worth having 10
also,
dicks
you
on
have,
my
also,
hands.
You pee out of them also, so you just spray it out of your.
No, nothing comes. Like with the, I'm drawing an analogy with the octopuses.
Redesigned urinals for the 10 sprays.
You know, it'd be nice to have a glands on the tip of every finger.
It's more like, look.
What if all your skin was like
a
that?
A dick fits in there very, like, that's how it's, that's what's supposed to go in there. But then you could get fingered and it would be the same thing and you wouldn't have to worry about being pregnant. And that would be nice. That's all I'm saying.
That, in that specific
it's
situation.
It's the exact.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, when you
I
say
don't
it like
know
that.
A lot of people would sign up for the rest of their life having
look,
dicks on their
hear
hands.
Hear me out. I've been developing a program.
Oh, God.
The surgery.
It escaped from your fucking lab. Police are like, a creature has escaped. Not that dangerous, but boy, is it gross.
70, look, 2/3 of the people die in surgery.
Yeah, because their hands reject the dicks.
Oh no.
Their antibodies go nuts.
So you have to get aroused to do anything with your hands also?
No. They're just the same shape. They're still fingers.
Okay.
You know what I think what you want is just like a dick shaped sleeve for your finger.
Yeah, I'm sure they make
them. They must make
them. And honestly, it's really not that important.
Honestly?
backing away from the premise.
Honestly, you know, it's not the most important thing in the world that my fingers make dicks.
I'm not going to dedicate the rest of my life to this.
I told
anything.
You guys this was going to be a weird episode for me. I'm sorry.
Entrepreneur Kath.
Look, hear me out.
That is a good idea.
Thank you. That guy would love that idea. You have no good dick finger ideas, guys.
That's right. You have no. All right, go.
The fingers.
All right, good luck to that lady.
Yeah,
her eye didn't get ripped off.
Her what?
Her eyelid almost got ripped off, but it didn't, so she's fine.
Ooh, then you couldn't blink. Jeez.
She had like a big suction bite on her cheek, which is kind of funny.
Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and assume that she was definitely cowed by this experience and has rethought her whole deal.
I hope she renounces live streaming.
She's definitely not seems like doing more of exactly the same annoying shit forever now, probably.
Right.
Like, her wounds sound like you walk into a hospital and they're like, what the fuck did you do? Try to eat an octopus? And she's like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And exactly what you think would happen has happened.
Just numb me up.
Number three.
Ooh, number three.
I don't know what that was. I'm sick. So Cass Road sick. I'm regular sick. This story comes to us from the Gray Lady, New York Times.
Ooh.
So you know it's long. It's academic and
long. So you know it's long.
And I'm right now being like, I should have probably looked at a different article. This headline is kind of gives you the whole thing. Clown giving kids candy from car meant well. Police tell a relieved town. So we have a clown giving out candy in a town. Always a cause for alarm, really.
Sure, yeah.
You see that and you're like, this can't end. It's simply a man who wants to cheer
no,
kids
of course
up.
Not.
Yeah, because like you have to know, like the clown. The idea of the clown is
the
so
room.
Freighted with all this stuff
it's
that
so,
you can't.
It's like
taking back clowns. Like it's like no, you can't do it.
It's pedophile hack to do that. Like it's you
like,
can't
I'm
even
an
get away with
white
it anymore.
Van and yeah. So he was just trying to help
he
the community.
It was his birthday.
Oh no.
And oh no.
He was 70.
No.
And he's like, for my birthday today.
Oh no.
I think the best thing I could do is to dress up like a I love children.
Then they burned him in his home like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he became an actual evil clown.
I don't want to just celebrate my own birthday for myself. I'd like all the children in town to have a beautiful day.
Where did he set up shop?
To dress up like a clown.
I think he was driving around.
He was near a bus stop waving children over to him with a lollipop.
No!
Oh, God.
I, okay.
Come on, man.
70, if you're 70, you were born when?
70 years ago.
thank you.
I don't know.
50.
1950? 1949. Okay, yeah. So they had pedophiles giving kids candy. Like, you know about that if you're that old.
The midst of the Civil War, yeah, that's right.
If you're that old, your childhood does not predate don't take candy from strangers. He should know that this has connotations.
It's truly, yeah. I mean, I don't know what he's going to go. Maybe he, like becomes one of those angry old men who's like, in my day, kids used to. It's like, yeah, they also like got
it. In a way, it's nice. Did kids actually take him up on the candy?
It's
nice to know that some kids still want candy, even if it's in those circumstances. I feel sure it's like, is that like a phone thing? No, I don't care. I feel like candy doesn't move the needle for kids.
You're happy that kids can still be lured into vans
not,
with candy?
No, not that they can be lured. Nowadays,
they can only be lured into vans with apps. Times have changed.
By live streamers. By a guy who does a backflip
yeah,
on top
yeah.
of a van.
Lure them in with Fortnite skins.
Yeah, there we go.
I wish we could abduct children the old-fashioned
way. That's right.
Way.
Yeah. That was the thing that... the same karma that like they're like these kids today just play fucking Fortnite and whatever. It's like we should do what you used to do when you were a kid and whip rocks at poorer children. Just like be the meanest. So yeah, this they say it's a misunderstanding and I'm like I don't even know if that's the right word for it. It's like it's not a misunderstanding. It's someone doing something. It's like
it's very weird. That
you
this
cannot
is the New York Times,
do this.
Right?
This
yeah,
is very long.
Story.
I mean, they do like human interesty things there. But yeah, it's like it's not a misunderstanding, it's an assumption of a misunderstanding that didn't occur. Like this is all very sincere and above board.
Yeah, I don't like and you know nobody got hurt or anything, so I feel like it had to be that where it's like someone called the police like there's a guy dressed up like a clown giving candy to kids and you know the police just had to walk up and be like, "Okay, man, like what's going on? Like, what are you doing?" And then if he's like, "I'm just giving out candy," they're like, "Are you really?" And he's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Well, you can't. You just can't.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry. Like, you could be a clown or you can give out candy, but you can't be a clown and give out candy. There's too many things that are creepy for children.
And, like, not near a bus stop.
We
like,
got a rogue clown.
Yeah.
There are reports of a rogue clown.
Bare minimum, if you're going to dress up like a clown and give out candy to kids, you got to just give it out. You cannot beckon. If you are beckoning, it's so bad.
Especially not with a lollipop.
Yeah.
You can't beckon with like a comical cartoon, big baby rattle lollipop. Like that's not cool.
And the police spokesperson's like, he's like on the side of the clown guy though. He's like, this guy's birthday got ruined. This is the world
that's
we live
true.
In
I
now.
Mean, it's sad.
Yeah. He says, I understand it, but it's sad. This is just sad. Yeah.
But also,
I mean, if that's what you want to do,
how do they know? Like, how do they know Like, maybe this guy for his birthday wanted to lure a child into his car. Like, just because he didn't get away with it doesn't necessarily mean.
Well, I don't think he had a car.
Oh, he didn't? Like, I thought it was there was a car involved. Maybe I saw a stock photo of a clown in a car related to this. And I was like, oh, no.
The report was of a man trying to lure children to his car. But maybe they just assumed. I mean, you see a clown beckoning
like there's
children,
probably a car.
And you're like, is there a car around here? Because he's going to put him in there.
Remember we had a few years ago, there was like the big clown panic where like there were just reports of like
random
weird.
They refer to it as, they talk about it in this and they call it the Great Clown Scare of 2016.
Yeah.
In Grenell, South Carolina.
It was like national though. Like it kept happening in different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. It inspired a lot of people to copy it.
It inspired a lot of clowns.
It's just like, look, I'm not saying you should be. You know, if that's something that you like get your jollies doing, it's kind of like, all right, like, yeah, great bit. Like you're a weird, like goth person or something. And it's like, I'm going to be a clown and freak everyone out. And it's like, look, if you might get tackled by like a roided up, hot dog cop guy. Like that's what might happen to you.
Yeah.
You
that's the risk you run. If you're going to be edgy like that, if you're going to be so twisted, who could ever be so twisted?
I mean, the base misunderstanding here is that we think it's bad that they're different, and they think it's bad that we're all the same.
That's right.
You're right.
We live in a society.
Yeah. Which would you prefer? To see a clown beckoning you or a clown not beckoning you?
Just standing still?
Yeah, but probably looking at you.
I think standing still is better. I don't like beckoning.
But staring at you.
I thought you were going to say, would you rather see a clown beckoning you or telling you to stay far away?
Get out of here.
A clown booking it down a main street. Run! Run! The last line of defense.
Or just like, do not come over here.
The clown farted. Do not go in there. That would be the best place to see a clown is coming out of the restroom going, do not go in there.
And it's all wet for some reason.
Yeah, there's like a big balloon in the toilet.
I feel like this is a Heathcliff scenario.
Oh,
just a clown walking out of a bathroom and saying, do not go in
those
there.
Those are my favorite scenes in Heathcliff are the like really long real-time ones where he's just shitting in his litter box. Just animating the whole
graphically,
thing.
Graphically.
We got an entire week of this.
Spring Breakers and Heathcliff both show assholes. Mm-hmm. Just dead on. Point blank assholes.
Yeah.
Well, the final word on this story. The last sentence of the article, the clown, he said, has been through enough.
Aww.
I think that, I don't know, I guess that refers to the man, but also maybe just the overall idea of the clown.
We're done with clowns?
Well, it's, leave clowns alone.
You know,
I do
walk
think that,
a mile
like,
in their shoes.
That's right. They're large, oversized
shoes.
Squeak
a mile.
As you step in their shoes for a mile. I do think that, like, the concept of clown has been, it's been, like, subverted so many times, like it's twisted so much it's twisted off. That's what's happened.
Yeah, they have like no actual meaning anymore. It's just
kind of don't need them either. Like
you
clowns were around because we got like TV and stuff now, man. We need clowns. You know what I mean? We don't need like
we have like actual jokes like,
nowadays.
Like,
plus nowadays, if you want to see clowns, I mean just
turn on C-SPAN.
Yeah, wow. Just from under it, I was reaching out for it.
That was a real race to the bottom for all of us. I was happy with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Got him, Congress. Fuck yeah.
just actually getting mad.
Did you know clowns were not initially funny? There were like different types of clowns for each emotion.
I did not.
Yeah.
Did you know jesters were the only one that could speak truth to the king?
It's true.
Tell me more.
It's as true today as it was then.
So it was just inside out? It was just like clowns were just inside
kind of.
Out?
I mean, there's Commedia dell'arte, which is basically just like different types of clowns.
And it's Louis Black just screaming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm the Louis Black clown.
In a way, Louis Black is a form of clown.
Yes, but he uses comedy as a sword, is what the thing is there. He speaks truth to power.
He screams truth to power.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
He's a
hero.
Does
he still do comedy? Is he still like around?
I think he does.
I assume he does.
Yeah.
You don't just like stop. He's not like, he's
I mean,
not,
he,
like,
he
super
was,
old.
I don't know where he is, and he was rich and everywhere.
He's from D.C. I feel like he just lives in D.C. and like,
does a theater
Louis
every
Black
now and
can
then.
Sell out a fucking show in Washington, D.C. on 30 minutes notice. Because it is like But like, I feel like he doesn't, he probably doesn't tour as well as like some other people.
I guess that's what I mean by, is he still around? And that to, if that's what he's doing, then the answer is no.
Oh, he's not like nationally touring?
He's not like doing, working on anything. He's like,
he has any dates.
Fan club tickets on sale now for October 24th in Monterey, California.
Yeah, that counts as not doing
he's
much.
He's doing something called FUC, Lewis Black's Frustrated Union of Cynical Kindreds Universal. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Get it?
That's like an acronym.
I loved him, man. I thought he was so great.
He's just, I mean, you know, yeah. It's just like,
I wasn't wrong.
Yeah, no, he's good. Just, I feel like his whole thing is probably, he's like, yeah, well, like now he does, there's nothing left to say anymore.
Right.
He's just like, you know.
It's just him being like.
Everybody's horning in on his action.
Yeah, well, that's
everybody's outraged.
How does he escalate? He was that mad, like, that many years ago. He was, right. That mad at like, you know, what was going on then. It's like, what do you.
He has to stroke out on stage.
Yeah, he literally has to, like, die on stage to make it, you know, to be able to escalate.
How did we get to Lewis Black? Oh, yeah, clowns, different types of
classic
clowns.
Classic clown. I think it was because of Inside Out, I think we ended up there, because he did the voice in Inside
He's
Out.
He's the voice of anger.
He's the voice. Well, he is the voice of anger.
Number two.
All right, number two. This one came to us from, I think, a few different sources. iTuna and Mildred Fuck were the ones that I saw. So thanks to them in the Discord.
Good name.
Yeah. That's Jungle Clams.
So, a man was arrested in Lake City, Florida. Lake City. That's a funny name to me. Arrested.
It's Atlantis.
That's
it's
right.
It's under the lake.
It's under the lake.
Ooh.
It's like, check your lease, pal. You're living in Lake City.
That sounds like where ducks would live.
Lake City?
You're yeah, if you in, sent you're me over a duck.
Little bits of bread city. That's where they want. That's where
lake
they want to
city.
Live.
Check
in
your lease,
park.
Pal. You're living in Oyster Crackers City.
When I hit it big, I'm moving to Oyster Cracker City. Where the roads are paved with oyster crackers.
Chowder springs from the ducks, fountains.
Ducks like chowder also now.
Oyster crackers and chowder.
You ever give a duck chowder? They go nuts.
They go crazy.
You're just like pouring chowder into the water. It's like, all right.
That's how they make pate, is they just force feed chowder to it.
Well, that's actually, cavage pretty much is
yeah,
like
yeah.
feeding them cream
I'm
or butter.
I'm telling you, they love it.
They
especially
love
when
chowder.
You physically shove it into them until they're a little balloon.
Massage their little throats, and yeah, it's a very normal thing to do.
Yeah.
So this guy, not related to that at all, was arrested, charged with misdemeanor counts of possession of obscene material and of resisting arrest without violence following an incident on Highway 90. This guy got pulled over because he has a sticker on the rear window of his truck that just says, I eat ass.
That's
what the sticker says.
I found out about this story because someone posted two images side by side on Twitter. First, there was him posing very proudly next to his decal that says,
I eat ass,
yep.
on the back of his pickup truck. And then the next picture was him being handcuffed with I eat ass, like, still very prominently displayed.
Yeah.
And then it was captioned, like, me making fun of something on Twitter versus me deleting it 15 minutes later.
Yeah,
made me laugh.
So I guess it's like a big sticker.
It's big,
it's like the whole back. It's like, I thought it might be, I didn't see what the arrest was for at first. Like, I just saw the headline until I read this, and like, I thought it might have been because he was like obstructing the view or something, like for like for his ability to see, because like you can't like block.
It's not that
you're
big.
Like I know, but like you know, it could arguably be.
It's also
find some way to get you
some shit up. But,
another interesting thing about it to me is that it looks like it's in the "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia" titles font
That's
to me,
true.
Which is like very funny.
It does look
it's,
like
it's
that.
It's a deep. The message is the key. There's no like fun illustration. It's just like this guy's just like I fucking.
It's not
eat
a pic. It's not Calvin. Calvin eating an ass. Or
yeah,
something.
Calvin pissing into an ass.
Jesus Christ. This is a very blue episode.
Yeah, really. Just, you know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You think this would
it's
be the thing
too.
That precipitated it, but we got there way faster and unrelated. this guy was initially cited with obscenity And he was asked to remove one of the letters from the sticker to make it less offensive.
Question, go around the room. What letter do you pick if you were asked to remove one letter?
I would start by taking the E, so it would be I at ass. So anything to keep the ass there. Or just, I guess, the I. Just leave eat ass.
Eat ass. Yeah, I think you take away the
you
I.
You take the I. They feel, and then it's just, feel foolish.
Then it's just an instruction.
Okay, fine. Take two letters then.
Yeah, or take
one of them has to be an S.
Take the T, and it sort of looks like it says one each. Ass, if each was abbreviated.
An ass in every pot.
An one, ass in every mouth.
Two each.
An ass in every garage.
According to his ass also, possession.
Also, can we talk about how bullshit resisting arrest without violence is?
That's
called disagreeing.
Yeah.
That's like them being like, you're being explicit or whatever. And he's like,
refusing
I don't think so.
Refusing to comply.
They're like, you're refusing resisting arrest without violence.
It's basically like, calling the manager. It's like you don't have a positive enough attitude about being arrested.
Yeah, Mods. Exactly. Hey, Mods. You're gonna go sit in a jail for a long time. Like if they take it, it's like, and someone's like, I sure wouldn't. And they're like, sounds like you fucking just resisted arrest without violence, bud.
So he said he's gonna file a lawsuit because he said, you know, like you can't make me take this down.
I have a right to eat ass.
He said, I'm tired of police forces thinking they're above the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. There we go. Like, the whole time he was just really rude. It felt like his goal was to get me in jail. And they said stuff like, you know, well, what would you think if someone had to explain to their kids? And he's like, well, that's their problem, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's up to them.
I think a kid would just think that was the funniest thing in the world.
Also, it's kind
of, not
I mean,
knowing what it actually means in a sexual context, but just like, I'm a child. The idea of eating a butt, like, unbeatable.
Right, because you're imagining
the funniest thing in the world.
Like a guy with like a fork and knife and like a napkin tied around just like cutting into
carving
like a butt
an
cheek.
Ass.
Yeah, a rump roast.
That's right.
Exactly. That's the best.
The other, like, the thing too is that, I mean, I'm not totally sure, but outside of like obviously saying I eat ass, like ass isn't ass fine to say on like network television?
Yes.
Like, so it's, you really can't kind of hold up like an explicit or whatever, you know, like public indecency, whatever you think it might be. It's like, it's like allowed on TV.
I don't know if you could say eat ass on TV.
I don't think you could.
I don't think you could.
But, yeah.
But I know what you're saying. It's like, what is specifically the problem here?
Yeah.
I need people to know that I eat ass when I cut them off in traffic.
He needs people to know. He apparently got, hopefully he got reinstated, but apparently got suspended from his job when he got arrested. Like he worked at like a warehouse,
not
like a grocery
ass,
chain
so.
Or something. It says
the ass eating factory did not approve.
Yeah, it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. You can't.
The factory of
they didn't want people to know where they were located, and people followed him to work, and they were like, "Can I please get a job?"
It's
here?
Like it's, it wasn't the problem that he had the thing; it's that he resisted arrest because it's like when you're in a uniform, you know, a military uniform, you know, you represent the. The institution.
Exactly.
So you have to,
he was driving one of the company cars.
Yeah.
And he was rude to a police officer.
He was the foreman of a factory that made uneaten asses.
This guy's a pretty old looking 23, I gotta say, right?
The ass ages.
He just has that kind of big, he has that like big boy, like, you know. He
looks like, skin looks a little rough for 23, though. No offense to you, man, but.
he looks like, he just looks like every college offensive lineman to me.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. He looks like Baron Corbin before he lost weight.
A little bit, yeah.
So this guy,
wrestler.
Update.
All right, that makes
they
sense.
Dropped the charges, probably because he threatened the lawsuit, and they knew they were going. Somebody finally was like, "Oh, we're going to lose this. Like, you know, it's going to cost a bunch of money." And they, no information filing. They just said they're dropping the case. He was free on $2,500 bond, which is cool because that means he just had to pay that. The prosecutor noted that an evaluation of the evidence through the prism of Supreme Court precedent determined he had a valid defense to be raised under the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we needed somebody to evaluate this to figure this out. Given such, a jury would not convict under these facts.
Is he going to sue them back for like...
I mean, he probably still can sue them for, you know, wrongful
imprisonment and...
I don't know what exactly it would be because they've since dropped it. I don't know what your...
Here's my question.
There's probably some... My guess is that Florida law is not super friendly to things like suing the police. But
I will say this, though. I think I've said this on the podcast before because it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. There was a guy who I went to high school with who became like an ultra super libertarian, and he moved to Florida. And my friend asked him, why did he move to Florida? And he said, because Florida has the least laws about what you can do to your car. So
nice.
I feel like...
He has 14 fucking football flags out the window now.
Yeah, that was
every
his like,
NFL
specific
team.
Reason.
That's somebody who knows why they were put on this earth.
Yeah.
And I respect that, honestly.
Yeah. I feel like he's that makes it sound like he fucks the cars, right? I think he fucks the cars.
Like what you can do to your car.
Yeah. But I eat ass decal. If this is in Florida, according to my knowledge of Florida car laws, which comes from this insane libertarian guy I went to high school with, the I eat ass guy is A-okay.
I don't think there's any world in which he's not A-okay, really.
He could have been like eating ass in the trunk of the pickup truck and he probably would have been fine.
Not without tints. No, without some good tints.
Your pickup is a sovereign state. You are a sovereign citizen.
It's your castle.
Yes. A man's castle is his Ford F-150.
Yeah, he's in there yelling about the flag. The flag has fringes on it. We're getting into this again. Just being an enraged libertarian guy.
I still love him. That reminded me of, like, I still have a thing that, I don't know why they did this study or how they did it, but there was one that they were like, of everywhere in the U.S., West Virginia is the place where people do not follow, like, agreed societal rules. Like, West Virginia people are not following the rules.
They're out of pocket.
Yeah, they are doing whatever they feel like.
The social contract does not apply in West Virginia.
They got pepperoni rolls, which are delicious, but they don't make sense because they're not really refrigerated. It's not clear. It's
nothing makes sense in West Virginia. West Virginia is weird.
What is a pepperoni roll?
They're really good. It's the famous West Virginia snack. It was made for like the
Shelby's giving it a thumbs up.
It was made for like the Shelby knows pepperoni. They're good, right?
Isn't it basically like
Shelby's with giving the wavy hand, so-so gesture?
I mean, it's basically like a Stromboli, but it's like not, it's not baked. Okay. I don't know.
I really want a Stromboli.
Yeah, well, there you go. So now you know.
And where's the place that's like pork roll is the big thing?
That's in Jersey or something. I want to say.
Yeah, pork calzones roll. Were a mistake.
That's basically what a kolache is a pork roll.
I don't know what a kolache is.
A kolache is a Polish pastry with like...
Where they fought in Iraq, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's Pakistan, Karachi. But anyway.
I am undone.
You have to quit.
Canceled.
Kolaches are a Polish pastry with a sausage inside. They're like a little sweet sausage roll with a little tasty treat for you.
So like a... what's a blanket? Piggy blanket?
It's
piggy
a little blanket. Like a piggy blanket.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, pepperoni rolls.
Check them out. Link
Giuseppe
in the comments.
Argiro at the Country Club Bakery in Fairmont, West Virginia, 1927, was the first one to serve pepperoni rolls as a lunch option for the coal miners.
Delicious.
And they do not need to be refrigerated for storage and can be readily packed for lunch by miners.
I guess if you have a dry enough pepperoni.
Yeah, so they're hard at root. Like, they it's a soft, like, white yeast bread roll with pepperoni baked in the middle. There's no cheese. And then the oil, like, from the pepperoni, like when you bake it, like it suffuses into the bread. It's good.
Yeah. Now I would really like one.
Check it out.
Delicious.
I would
like
throw up if I was a miner so much. I'd eat a pepperoni roll and then as soon as I got to the bottom of the mine.
Why?
Swing my pickaxe once.
It's like he got killed in a cave-in. It looks a lot like an axe, like a pickaxe wound. I don't know why.
I got killed.
One guy killed in a cave-in. Yeah,
if I got killed in a cave-in, it would be my upper body is like trapped in the rocks, and then just my butt and legs are sticking out, and I shit my pants. Everyone's like, ooh.
Butt and legs.
And it's real loud.
Yeah. You hear it. The rocks force it out of me.
It causes another cave-in because you fart so loud, and then your legs get covered.
Yeah. And then there's a lantern near me, so the fartlet's on fire. And then I burn the canary to death.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what happens.
Number one.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Dennis Rodman's back, baby.
He's back.
He's back. He never really left, but this time he's been up to no good. This is
allegedly.
As opposed to the previous
allegedly.
Times.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, he was trying to bring peace to the world.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
It says the owner of a Southern California yoga studio is accusing retired NBA player Dennis Rodman, which I think at this point you just say Dennis Rodman. It's Dennis Rodman. Of helping three people
notable
steal...
for being Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, pretty much. Of helping three people steal more than $3,500 in merchandise from his business. The biggest thing that I think they said they stole some clothes. That's not, you know, that's pretty normal. They also attempted to steal a 400-pound amethyst crystal.
Did not steal, just attempted to steal? They didn't get it out of there?
Well, I think they got caught.
Or they got out of there and then got caught.
Maybe they're like, it's still in litigation, so whether he succeeded or not is undecided.
If he gets acquitted, he will have successfully stolen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yoga clothes are fucking expensive. That's a good thing to steal.
Yeah. I think, I personally think where they went wrong was trying to steal that huge crystal.
I think that was a significant error in their plan.
What's your ability to fence a crystal like that?
You break it up into smaller crystals.
Chip off crystals and then, I don't know, go to Sedona and try to make your money back, I guess.
Put it in jewelry.
Go to Joshua Tree. You know?
Yeah. Especially for like weight. I mean, because the whole thing about, I go to like a fancy yoga studio now, and like the smaller the item of clothing, the more expensive it is. So you can steal a lot and hide it, and it's like worth a lot of money. Kind of the opposite of rocks, pretty much. Like
rocks you need more of.
Rocks,
if anything,
very heavy for, especially like amethyst. Like it's not a diamond or anything. Yeah. Like
the weight to profit ratio is not great on rocks.
not very good.
How did they get it out of there?
Well, yeah. I don't think they did.
Dennis Rodman single-handedly lifted it and put it on his back.
All right, it's 400 pounds.
He actually levitated it.
It worked.
He knows how to get world peace now. And
he used the wedding dress he was wearing when he was promoting his book as like a sling, and he had it like that.
I was going to say, if you can levitate a crystal out of a place, you get the crystal.
Yeah.
It's yours.
I think that's true just of all crystals anywhere. If you can levitate it, you own it now.
But 400 pounds, I think even with two strong guys, that's still like a hup and like waddle out with weight. That's like a significant deadlift for like two people.
Yes.
Say hup and waddle out with weight. That's a scientific term.
So
hup.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Yeah.
Hup.
Hup.
Lifting a giant triangular weight.
That classic Friends episode where they're trying to move a 400-pound amethyst crystal up the stairs.
You can't get it around the bend.
That's right. Pivot. You gotta pivot.
Or that classic opening of The Wire, which is a wonderful metaphor for institutional bureaucracy, where a bunch of cops are trying to get a desk through a door, and they push and they push and they can't get it out. It's stuck. And then you realize two on one side think it's going one way, and two on the other side think it's going the other way.
That's
so
right.
They're just making it more stuck.
And then the two on one side are also drunk as fuck all the time.
And then they look at the camera and say, this is about race.
Yeah, and then they throw themselves down the stairs.
Yep, to get retired.
I respect it.
So Ali Shah, who I guess is the owner, said that they captured the former Chicago Bulls star walking into Vibes Hot Yoga in Newport Beach. And there were four of them, and they said they did it old school. The four worked together to distract an employee so that they could steal clothes and a 400-pound amethyst crystal from the front desk.
What were you doing for the distraction? Was the distraction,
hey,
I'm
Dennis Rodman.
Pretty much.
Just like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's doing jazz hands at them?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Just brings a basketball hoop in and starts dunking.
Wow! So he didn't save any of the money, I guess. I guess that's what we can take away from that.
I mean, I think he just straight up got caught.
Yeah.
Like they were like,
no, but I mean like from the playing days, from being one
right.
of the...
Right, you know, from like, when he was famous and rich.
He donated it all to North Korea's nuclear program.
Yeah.
Just stealing yoga, that's pretty bad. It's a bummer.
Yeah. Stealing yoga clothes, I am kind of on board with.
Smart.
Crystal, really an overstep.
Yeah. Maybe they were like, we need this for luck to sell the yoga clothes.
Yeah.
It's going to bring us
were they for
good
him?
Vibes.
Did they make yoga clothes big enough for the guy who could play power forward in the NBA?
They're so stretchy.
So, no. They like barely make yoga clothes big enough for me. They have a very specific market in mind, and it's not people shaped like me or like Dennis Rodman for those clothes.
Well, I'm now almost, because in the beginning, one thing I was going to say is that if you are Dennis Rodman and you look like Dennis Rodman, you cannot do any subterfuge ever. You are not.
Hey, that was Dennis Rodman.
Like,
yeah. Are you sure? It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what'd the guy look like? You know, Dennis Rodman? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him.
It's like that John Mulaney joke about Law and Order. Is that Dean
Cain? Yeah. Yeah.
I think the guy who did it's the one who looks like Dean Cain.
But that's a, you know, maybe that is actually an advantage if you're trying to distract.
Right. If you're the person creating the diversion.
Yeah.
But then what if the person's just like, I'm a yoga, I don't follow basketball. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, also, I don't follow basketball. I haven't followed basketball for a significant amount of time to know who Dennis
Yoga
Rodman
people
is.
Are weird. Like, yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. I think here's how they
should
have done
it.
I'm
sorry, is that on television?
Yeah, all those Chicago Bulls yoga mats, they sell out every year. I think what the mistake was that they shouldn't have all come in together and made it clear that they knew each other. Dennis Rodman should have gone in, caused the distraction. The other people come in, they steal all this stuff, and then Dennis Rodman's like, oh, no, I'll run after them. And then the person at the desk is like, well, Dennis Rodman surely is faster than me.
Right.
I'll leave it in his hands. He runs out. He comes back. He goes, I fucking
couldn't get him.
Couldn't get him. They're too quick.
Really quick after they went, and waddled out.
I hope that was what... like threw them off. Like Dennis Rodman was doing a fucking bang up job distracting this clerk. They're asking him all the questions about hair and earrings and basketball, and then they just hear this loud hup, and they're like, what?
That's
what's your loud hup near the heavy thing we have here. They have like weight belts on.
Hold on. This is a yoga studio. People don't lift heavy things here. What is this noise?
Yeah, what's going on with that guy with like the mustache and a short flat top? What's that guy with you?
You know
the guy with
the
weight belt on?
He turns over and it's
the guy
just...
who's as wide as he is tall. Yeah. Is he with you?
Yeah. It's just the Monstars from Space Jam. The exact Monstars. And they're like, get out of here. That's what they're doing. They're taking the amethyst crystal. It's secretly a rock from Moron Mountain.
Yeah.
And they got to bring it back and then make Michael Jordan play basketball in chains again.
It looks like it's a geode. So it was like a round, like it's a rock on the outside. Ooh.
And then it's split
the
and it has the crystal-y stuff inside.
Yeah.
I had to write, I did that erotic fan fiction show once and I had to write erotic fan fiction about Space Jam. And I wrote it about Bugs Bunny dressing up as a lady and seducing an imprisoned Michael Jordan. And it was
that's like almost could just be a Looney Tunes. Like he does that a lot.
Yeah, it was just that, but more gross.
And then eventually
Looney
Tunes.
Just didn't cut.
He somehow swaps out himself for a Lady Bugs, but it's made out of dynamite that's all lit and bombs.
Yeah.
And then Space Jam ends when Michael Jordan dies.
That's right.
No, he it blows up and then Michael Jordan's mouth is on the back of his head.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. I did that. That show's really fun. I did a Yu-Gi-Oh! One and the Clifford the Big Red Dog one.
Nice.
Clifford the Big Red Dog was pretty gross.
Yeah, I felt like real weird writing the Space Jam one.
Really? It's just Michael Jordan. He likes to fuck.
But he was like in prison.
Clifford the Big Red Lipstick.
Nice.
Yep, pretty much.
That was his dick. That's fucked up because I guess with Bugs Bunny, there's also an animal involved, but it's like a more human animal than Clifford.
Yeah, it's like an anthropomorphic. Clifford is not. Clifford is truly just a
Clifford
big red dog.
He's a big red dog. He just like has more of a smiley face than a regular dog.
If I remember correctly, the village all jerked him off together.
Aww.
Whatever it's called.
They use teamwork.
Like Parrot Island or wherever they live. Yeah.
Parrot Island? That's the
it's
name
called
of
some
it.
Dumb shit. Now I'm looking it up.
I'm looking at this story and it's okay. So the geode was worth $2,500. And they were picking
that's
it up.
That's it?
Yeah.
$2,500?
Yeah.
I don't think I would even lift 200 pounds. Just for $200.
Literally.
No, $2,500.
If it's on a front desk,
that's
or
not
near
enough.
The front desk,
no,
it's right
it
next
is.
To like an iMac. It's like literally just a computer.
$2,500 is not enough to try to get a 400-pound thing out of
it. So somebody tried to move it onto a hand truck. So that is their move. and then they dropped it and it shattered on the floor. And it caused $5,000 worth of damage to the floor. So it caused twice the amount of damage that it was worth to the floor. I don't know what this floor is, but
it was probably like eco-conscious, like fallen bamboo harvested in a sustainable way or something. It's a yoga studio.
Rodman identified his friend who actually broke the crystal in an interview with CBS to Los Angeles. The man only said, no comment. It's like, yeah, good move, man.
I did remember seeing that Rodman's defense for the clothes was, they gave those to us.
Well, if you're a celebrity, that's not a bad move, right? Because
I guess,
it's
but
like,
it's just like why would
they say
then...
they didn't, right? Yeah. But I mean, like, well, I don't know. They said I could take these. You could probably bamboozle.
I
like,
listen
somebody.
And I hear you, but yeah. You gave these to me.
Right.
We're all in the wrong seats.
I totally understand what you're saying. I totally hear you, but I'm taking these because you gave them to me. What is it, Parrot Island?
I'm looking it up. Birdwell Island. That is
pretty close.
Pretty close.
That is a clear mental connection.
They're on an
Parrot
I didn't know
Island.
That Clifford
it
was
makes
on an
sense.
Island.
Island yeah. Gigantism. That's like a thing. When like species live on an island, they get weird sizes.
Oh, they get big.
That's what happened to Clifford.
Yeah, he's a big red dog.
They're still making those books? They still make new Clifford books?
I don't know.
Somebody
think so.
Has a bit about this. I don't remember who it was. It's
about
so
Clifford?
Funny. It's just like, yeah.
There's a Louis C.K. bit about it. It's funny, but
oh,
it's canceled,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
That is actually it. Well,
motherfucker.
Yeah. God damn it.
Well, we can just say it. It's just like, hey, look how big this dog is. That's like
yeah,
the whole thing.
The whole book every
There's nothing
time.
To it.
Yeah, now it's my bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
We get,
Who's
we all
gonna
get to...
tell me I can't take his bits? You come at me.
What you're doing is actually worse than what he did, all right?
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? I'm going to cancel you on Twitter. No, my jokes. There should have been a fire sale as soon as all went down.
Yeah.
So like, we're splitting your jokes
Comedy
up.
Just should have
That would be such a
up.
Good punishment for a comic. You take all their jokes and split them up.
That'd be great.
And give them out.
Yeah. Whew. Could have taken Mencia's stuff. Would have been good.
Giving them back to people. Yeah. I think people don't think that my... email is real in my Twitter bio. That's official Carlos Mencia at Gmail, but it does
is.
Work.
That's not like your real email.
But I get
for like
I get the messages.
It's not like where you get your seamless confirmation.
It's not on your business cards.
What?
It's not on your business cards.
It would be if I had them. But
comedy business cards, baby. Check it out.
Yeah.
Like you should have them. I realized that on tour this week.
It's
good to have them.
It feels
gross.
I got a set made on like Moo or one of those things, you know, and it's like a little thing. I brought some of them and I was going to bring them when I went to New Orleans for that festival, and I didn't bring them. I forgot them, I think. But I was just like, it feels so like insanely presumptuous.
Yeah,
that it's like,
disgusting.
Oh, here you go.
It makes no sense for like any actual like networking or comedy thing, but I feel like when you're on tour,
I don't
want
to like exchange Instagrams with some comic and then have to follow each. I don't want to follow somebody.
Right,
I
it's better
know.
To just.
That's no good.
It's better to have it.
I think on the road though, like people like a few times I've done shows at town, people have literally been like, come up, and
yeah.
like, do you have a business card?
Exactly,
and
like,
oh,
and, like
fuck, no,
especially
sorry.
You guys have names that are a little easier to spell, like. If people see me at a show and they like me, there's a very good chance that they will never find me again.
I would not describe my name as easy to spell,
right.
But I guess maybe.
Yeah.
It's all vowels, so it's just like Eli Eden.
Kath Bombadil.
Mine has yeah, people don't know. Kate Barbados. I get all kinds of weird shit.
She lives
Kate
in the woods Barbados. And she rides a giant
I
rabbit.
I just feel like you could guess Uden on a couple tries. People don't even remember what mine is, and if they try to guess, they will get it wrong because there's five vowels in it.
Kath
it's Bombadil too many.
In like a wizard hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
In the forest.
Oh, you're acting like I wasn't called that in high school. Like, yeah.
What high school?
I've
did
heard
you
them
go to?
All, man.
What bully nerds.
That's because
you
wear those
you...
robes everywhere. That's
bully is calling you Kath
it's
Bombadil.
It's because I was fat. Like, what do you want me to say?
Is Tom,
round?
Is Tom Bombadil?
Hey,
yeah,
Kath Bombadil, why don't you sing us some songs? What is this high school?
Sing us a song
I
about
nerd
brunch.
Friends. What do you want?
Well, get business cards. Dennis Rodman could have maybe, if he'd given out a business card, he could have saved, you know, like fumbling with the cards to kind of
that's
get
a good
it better.
Diversion.
It's my jelly
I know it's
beans.
In here somewhere. And then you name drop all the other celebrities whose cards you have because you're Dennis Rodman. Like, oh, that's... Gwyneth
just
Paltrow's.
All famous people have business cards.
Yeah, they give them out well, to each other.
Do you remember that like
you're
nightmare.
Like a super fit. You're like fucking Barack Obama.
Tom
you're
Cruise?
Like, here's my card. That reminds me of my friend Danny Palumbo got like hundreds of pens made that said Owen Wilson, Hollywood, California on them. Because he thought it would be funny. And he has so many of them.
You just have a card that says Tom Cruise. Just says Tom Cruise. Like there's nothing on it. There's no way to contact him. It's like I don't know, man. You know, you don't need to contact me. Come on.
Yeah.
You can figure it out if you need to get. In
if
touch
you're famous,
with me.
Your phone number changes like every like 2 weeks anyway, right?
Right? Yeah,
does it? That seems so annoying.
Completely.
But I guess also having stalkers is annoying.
Yeah.
Because once somebody you don't want to have it gets it, you're sunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're pitching you on all these business ideas or whatever. God knows what they have to
sending
deal with.
Sending you scripts. Yeah. It's no good.
Yeah.
Trying to call you every day with their idea
Look,
for small hamburgers.
It's a sure thing.
And they're like, they're called sliders and they already exist.
Just a panicked Connor O'Malley guy like screaming about yeah. the next big thing. Car cleaning business he's trying to start.
Yeah.
I just need like $3,000.
Please leave me alone.
I'm yeah. Tom
How
Cruise.
Did you get this number?
Right. It's like I'm a car Tom wash, Cruise. But it's for houses. It's just house wash.
I am movie star Tom Cruise. Why are you talking to me about this?
Did you say it's just house washing?
Yeah.
Like that's also something that exists.
You gotta rinse them down. Get a power washer.
They get dirty.
Yeah, get a power like, washer.
Yeah, I gotta get a house wash.
You know, you gotta. If it gets dirty, you gotta like clean the outsides of your house. If you live in a place with a lot of windstorms,
it's true.
Well, I got mud around Florida. I bet you got to wash your house down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I feel like that's called like power washing.
Yeah, that's
now, right?
It's already a thing, such as like small hamburgers.
But you don't
are.
Say like I'm getting my. I can't come out. I'm getting my house washed.
I'm yeah. getting my house shampooed.
I gotta stand on my porch with a parka on and a drink of coffee while my house gets washed.
Yep, that's how it works.
Let's end this episode.
Okay. Plugs, live show. You heard about it before. We'll say it again. May 21st, Tuesday, 8 p.m., Stand Up New York. Tickets are online. If you're a bonus subscriber, we sent around a promo code you can use to get free tickets.
Yeah, check your spam folder. It's in there. It's free tickets.
It's free tickets. Yeah, just imagine zooming in on Tim Heidecker. What are we?
I think maybe it's a good idea.
Oh.
I don't know.
That is a good idea.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, do that. Also, patreon.com/whattatimepod. Also, the TeePublic. All the links, we just redid the bio on the Twitter account for the thing. They're all on this link tree thing that I think is neat. It's a little landing page with all our stuff. So check it out on there. And give us a review on iTunes. 5 stars, please. Mm-hmm. And also, come to Karma, I guess.
Yeah.
That's it.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Or just a few moments ago, if you're listening. Well, no, it couldn't be. It'll be an hour and change ago.
Happy Mother's Day to my mom, who's maybe listening to this out of a Dell PC tower
on
our second floor.
Sorry about the gross stuff.
Sorry, this one was disgusting for Mother's Day.
It's okay.
Let's see. Come to the live show. I also have a paid protest at the end of that week. So I think that would be the 24th, the Friday, May Day Space, 7 p.m. that Friday. It's the this one's a benefit for the Feminist Socialist DSA NYC Working Group. And I can't remember who's on it. I know Kenise Mobley's on it, who is one of my favorite comics in town. So it's definitely going to be fun. And I think that's all I have to plug.
Yeah. And it's a comedy show.
Oh, yes. Thank you for saying it is a comedy show. It is not a paid protest. You will not
it's
be
It's a comedy show.
We are not protesting
it's
anything.
It's funny.
Thank you for helping me with my plugs. I appreciate it.
Well, I was like, wait for it. It's,
That's a classic friend of the show, Pete Matino bit. Had a character he would do called Rody Hackerton, who was just a road hack. And he's every time they just go, it's a comedy show. Laugh.
Love it.
For me, I don't think I have too much going on. You can follow me on Twitch. I haven't done it too much lately. I'm inconsistent, but I'm trying to be better. I just really went in on myself there. That's at twitch.tv, Chili's Restaurants. Follow me on social stuff. And yeah, that's it. Come to the live show.
Come to the live show!
Come to the live show.
Oh, hell yeah, pimp.
Bye.
That is Connor O'Malley making a buzzer beater.
That's right.